Go ahead though.
The food stamps. I think it said 3 kids, you getting 2 racks.
Yeah. Like I said, check into that, tap in, see what's really going on.
They said it was because it's like a stimulus for food, stimulus package for food. So is everybody getting the EBT cards?
Man, we got...
I'm just saying. Yeah, let us know. DM us for the information, man, so we can run with it.
That's what it's looking like.
Because if everybody gets food stamps, my nigga, I need to go ahead and sign up.
So yeah, let's get into it, man. The Daily What The Fuck.
Daily What The Fuck, man. So check it out, man. Yeah.
Damn, nigga. What?
Coming to you from XK. Check it out, man. So me and the kids, we have Nerf War. You feel what I'm saying? We cut out all the lights. Yeah. Cut off all the lights. You know what I mean? And it's just one hallway that goes to the back. It's 3 bedrooms, right? So, because it's 2 of them. I'm in here running back and forth and shit. So he's running. I'm like, man, so bow, bow, bow. Right? We was only supposed to be shooting 6 bullets, but nigga got into it, you know what I mean? Kept shooting, you know what I mean?
Got out of hand.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It was going down. So we cut the lights on, and we always sit in the living room and talk about what happened. They tell me where they thought they got me at. I'm like, nigga, I did not. This is the second game I have not got shot.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they cold with it. But anyways, you know, we talking about it, laughing. Right? Now, before we started playing, I'm like, man, it's kind of late. You know what I mean? So keep that in mind. Don't be too loud, right?
It might be because the screen go off, but go ahead.
It's still recording. Yeah. And then, so man, I hear banging. I don't know if it was. I thought it was the people underneath us. Because yeah. I had problems before with people underneath me, right? So I'm like, okay, these motherfuckers tripping. I'm gonna go down there tomorrow. But my nigga, when I opened the door, nigga, it was the police. Yeah, you know what I mean? But I keep my screen door locked. Free game. You know what I mean? So when I opened the door, they went right there like, freeze!
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, they didn't have any guns anyways, but they was here with it. But the fact of the matter was, I opened the door. Check this out. It was like, we got reports of screaming. I'm like, bro, me and my kids just had enough war. You know what I mean? Like, you see the guns and the green bullets all around you, you know what I'm saying? Is everybody all right in there? I said, man, again, you know. I just had a Nerf war with my kids, bro. You see him in there, right. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm in my house, so you know what I mean? So I had a white beater on with the hat, you know what I mean, to the side, you know what I mean? Because we in there shooting it out. Matter of fact, if you go to my page, you can see the live where we actually having a war.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it just fucked me up that these motherfuckers heard some screams, reported it, and then the police come up there and really knock on the door. Like, what's happening? Nothing, bro. Like, and I know they felt dumb.
Yeah.
Cause we was having an Earth War. You know what I'm saying? So that's my daily what the fuck, man. Motherfuckers just went straight to they called the authorities, my nigga. So you know what you're dealing
with.
Like
next door or downstairs?
It had to be downstairs. Cause I talked to the people next door. They cool. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And then the lady on the end, she got a dog that bark all day, bro. So it can't be her.
This people downstairs. Yeah. They heard some shit. Y'all was up there dumping.
We heard some screaming. Mm-hmm. So what did you think was What came into your mind? You know what I mean?
Protocol for them hoe ass niggas, basically.
But yeah, lock your screen door if you live in apartments. Free game.
Yeah.
Daily, what the fuck? Yeah, boom.
So what about, let's do the slap of the week. Get that over with, too.
Yeah.
And if you got a slap of the week, put it in the comments. Let us know. Put us up on game. I'll go first. My slap of the week has been that, his name's Stunner Man. I think he's from, like, the Bay, somewhere from the Bay. And he got that big stepping. 4-5 on me looking like a bench pressing some shit. But yeah, song's called Big Steppin'. Been the slap of the week for me every day. Last week. Yeah. What about you, though?
I'm with old school, man. I've been on that. Messy Mark, Thug Love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's a banger, man. Classic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Messy Mark, man. Even Cash Lord Mess, but Messy Mark. Got plenty of songs, nigga. I'm gonna be slapping nigga for a long time.
I'm cool on Cash Lord Mess, man. Yeah. That nigga smoking dope. Yeah. I mean, not to be okay. Remember
that video I did when I had like the shit like bro. That? Cause that nigga was on there like, what was he saying? He was like, what's that nigga saying?
Oh no, man. Roxanne
or something. He was saying some girl name. I was crying. I had to do that shit. I was like, this nigga something else.
Yeah, man, he went
from that Marvin shit. Hard, bro. Shit, he going through his shit. You feel me?
Hey, but he
a dope head now.
But he said, man, this always been me. Yeah. So, you mean, it's like he's been doing this whole career. It's just they said somebody probably gave him some bad shit. You know what I mean?
He do talk a lot about crack and shit and all his
verses. You feel me? Like, I was like, damn.
Cocaine in my fingertips.
He was like, I'm playing with my nose. You know what I mean? But yeah.
That was the turning point for Mess. You feel me?
He said it was rolling.
Yeah. So, moving along to Bow Wow and Soulja Boy verses. I tapped into it, bro.
Did you watch it live?
Yeah, I watched it live. At first, I was watching it, and it was like, I think it started at like 7 or something. And I'm like, these niggas ain't
gonna... 3 hours, bro.
I'm like, these niggas is not about to even start at 7, bro.
No.
This shit didn't start till like 8, so I turned it off and got back on there, and they had already started this shit. But yeah, it was funny as fuck. Niggas was like clowning each other the whole time. They was roasting each other. Like, he was calling Bow Wow little Pee Wee the whole time.
Yeah, he did. And he said little Pow Pow. What he called?
Bow Wow. I mean, Soulja Boy really was.
He was fucking him up.
He won to me.
Yeah, he's fucking him up. Because when he was dropping the song,
if there's a winner, I don't think there's really a winner, but.
Nah, to them, though. Me. Yeah. But, yeah. He dropped that song 3 times, and then a nigga had Nicki on it. I was like, this nigga.
Had Nicki on it, had French on one.
He came out. French came out, though. Yeah.
Yeah, so that shit was funny as fuck.
What made me tap into it, bro, is I was on Facebook scrolling, and they had the picture of the old Bow Wow when he was on tour, when he was doing that little shit like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the new picture.
They got a meme. Yeah, they got a meme of that nigga. Like, doing
some shit. Let me tap in. I got to see this. And that's how I got up on it, man. But I think Soulja Boy is ass up, though, man.
Soulja Boy. Soulja
then
Boy,
nigga said, you keep playing old shit.
Nigga, Soulja Boy pulled out a song with Drake on it. And he was like, it's okay. I know you ain't got a song with Drake. You'll get one. You know what I mean?
Right. He's fucking.
But, I mean, obviously, Bow Wow's the better rapper. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's just.
Or no, let's get into it. Nigga, who was writing Bow Wow's rhymes when he first came out?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just saying. Yeah, what's the gap from when JD was like, no, nigga, you got to start writing your shit to when, you know? Nigga was writing the shit. Cause if you looking at that, then that nigga really ate up.
I mean, shit, you could say that about Drake too, because people were saying that like niggas was writing for him too. But yeah. I guess when like that last time Pusha T was kind of going back and forth. Yeah. Like Push did one, and then Drake came right back with one like 3 days later.
It was on his ass.
So niggas was like, bro, didn't nobody just write that shit?
Mm-hmm. It just depends. Anyways, you know me and Squirrel are off the topic, man, but for real, those are questions. When this becomes a $1 million show, when they come on the show, nigga, we are going to ask.
Right. So now there's a supposed to be a Bobby Brown versus Keith Sweat versus.
Ooh, I don't know. Who you fucking with?
Me, I tapped into Bobby more, but Keith do got some shit, so I think it's going to be. I think it's gonna be crazy. Like, the only person that really would be like a fuck, like, is better than both of them is he's in jail.
R. Kelly.
Yeah. If R. Kelly wasn't in the situation he was in, I don't think nobody could fuck with him in the game. As far as like, but maybe one of them. That's a lot. You know what I mean? And I ain't even super big on their music for real, but my sisters and all the women in my family grew up and had me listening to it.
My sister was on there, Keith Sweat, my nigga, like.
Yeah. So definitely Keith Sweat going. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be a long motherfucker. You have to get snatched. The women going to the bathroom. Yeah, oh, yeah.
The women going to be crazy.
It's going to be some babies made that night.
Right. In the club. Plugged in. Somebody's going
to
be trying to get
tap it. Yeah. They're going to get plugged in. Tap into who you rocking with, though, man, on that. And we going to most definitely watch that motherfucker, man. That's going to be a classic.
Right. So, all my gamers out there, Grand Theft Auto 6 just announced they about to drop the new game.
Is it on 5, though?
It ain't going to be until 2025.
So, it's going to be on PlayStation 6.
Yeah. Really, it's probably going to be...
2025? What you going to be able to do on that motherfucker?
They said it's like... I'm not going to quote because I really didn't look, but I just know that it's 2025, Grand Theft Auto 6... By the time it dropped, PlayStation 5, it'll still
it's gonna be old. It's gonna be cheaper though.
It's gonna be an old system, but everybody gonna have one by the end. Cause It seemed like every time they drop a PlayStation, it lasts for a good 10 years, damn near. Almost 10 years. They do about 6 or 7 years before they drop another one. So, yeah. It's supposed to drop in about 4 more years, so that'd be cool. I always wanted them to drop, a Chicago video game like Grand Theft Auto, but in modern day, like, about O-Block. Basically, an O-Block video game.
You talking about some Chicago?
Yeah, but that would be kind of fucked up, because it's already exposing
niggas. Yeah.
And for them to put it on a game, and that's just really happening in real life.
Hey, let me throw a theory at you while we talking about this. Check this out, right?
But that's what I would do if I was to make a video game.
So, you know, they say, I don't know, it's pheromones, whatever, like, say, you know, when you fucking, shit that pumps through you. I can't think of the name of it.
Adrenaline.
Right? You get that feeling, right? So, yeah. Some people get that feeling when they do drugs, like crack, shit like that, right? Check this out. So, somebody gave me this theory. So, imagine a lot of the youth, right? Playing Grand Theft Auto, right? They smoking weed, they drinking, right? So, at this time they're watching they're playing the game, they having those same feelings, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They like that, right?
Yeah.
So, it was like, man, so look at how the youth is in Chicago. They're like, so things, they playing a game, drinking, smoking weed, you know what I mean? Getting that feeling. So when they actually get out here in real life, and it's nothing to them because of how they was getting those feelings while they were smoking weed, playing that game. I was like, damn, that's crazy than a motherfucker, you know what I mean? For real.
I never really thought about it like that. But there probably is motherfuckers that really move like that.
Yep.
Oh, you niggas need help, therapy. It's, that's
respectfully, bro.
In the black community, respectfully, some of us just need therapy. It's okay.
It's okay to talk to somebody. Your homeboys is cool, but they ain't gonna get you to where you need to go. You need to go talk to somebody, bro.
Shit, I go see a therapist, my damn self.
Yeah, I've been there. Gonna go there. I'm saying it is what it is, but go talk to somebody. And like, same shit with the job, bro. Man, if a motherfucker pissing you off every day, there is 100 million jobs out there, bro. Don't let them fool you.
Right. Hell yeah.
Mental health.
So yeah, this DJ, I don't know this nigga's name, but he, him and his girlfriend, they actually got caught and put up on national news for like finessing the little $100 for $1,100 situation.
Example, hey, you got $1,500, send it to me Cash App and we can make $15,000.
Right.
Example, right? And he was in Texas, you said?
Yeah. So many people, like I think the biggest person spent like $60,000 with him.
Yep. Yep.
Because they was probably trying to get like $600K or some shit.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
I don't know how long this shit was going on, but so many people been doing it for a few years now. Do not fall for that shit. Unless it worked for you. If it worked for you, I'm not hating on the scammers. Get y'all money.
Right. But let's be realistic. So you're right.
You can make more money in 2 weeks working a real job.
Right. You scamming motherfuckers. So basically, the video that you told me to get on to, man, he's basically saying, I don't know if it's gonna be in a month. I don't know if it's gonna be in 3 months. I don't know if it's gonna be in 6 months. But you will get repaid. Yeah, it's just fucked up.
It's just like the PPP shit. Like, yeah, all that shit's public. All of it's public record.
Yeah.
So the people that actually took the time to create a business in their name and put addresses on it and put other people's information and solidify it so that they could get
federal, you finna go fed.
A legal PPP loan.
Yeah.
Oh man, it's public record.
Right.
That's how Ace Hood girl got on his ass last week.
And I did hear, I don't even know the lady's name. I be YouTube surfing, bro, right? And there was this lady, she's like a financial advisor or something. And she was basically saying, man, if you did get that PP loan and you ain't got a motherfucking business yet, now is the time.
on
your ass. You feel what I'm saying? Right. So free game. If you did, nigga buy Airbnb, buy a house. Do an Airbnb out that motherfucker, get some rental cars.
Start getting rent that money up.
You better put, if you didn't blow it on bullshit.
Get that motherfucking money up. Or is they gonna be on your ass?
And that's easy shit though. Airbnb,
on your ass.
Rental car.
Airbnb, nigga, for real. They put that on your ass, man. I don't feel sorry for none of y'all. So, Manu Bo, his son, he got a son named Bobo.
That was
nasty. Or maybe that's just what they call him.
But that's his son?
Yeah, that's his son. That's Manute Bo's son, the kid in the NBA that looks like he is 72 years old. He is tall as a motherfucker. rickety black, but he's a hooper. I think he played, I'm not gonna say what team.
That's the nigga's dad. I'm not sure. I think that's the nigga who did that finger.
But his girlfriend looked like some Persian.
She looked
slash like bad, bro. Chick or something. It's a pic going viral. You've seen it. It's mm-hmm. with basically it's like a screenshot of him sending her a Cash App donation of like $5,000, and she's rejecting it. So all the blogs picked it up. Like you know, she's showing her loyalty and shit.
If that ain't the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, it's social media.
Yeah, it's
social
chess.
Media shit.
It's a chestnut.
Like I said, she's trying to just, you know, get in where she fit in. Yeah. So that boy better think about that. What's that B word?
Prenuptial.
Prenuptial.
My nigga said she trying to get that $50 a month.
Right.
Hey man,
and as she should. That's what all these women is doing. Yeah. Shit, we let them. They coming around looking like what they looking like. Looking like a motherfucking fresh pack of gum and shit. Like, for real.
You stupid. I mean, she bad, but for real, it's kind of a...
But bro, they all bad, and they all look the same.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you go down to Graham, it's...
Same thing.
I mean, some of them got a little something to them.
So what do you... So
it stands
what do you,
out.
So what do you think, like, if you're an artist or you play sports, what the fuck? Is it just you trying to fuck? Because they ain't got money like you got. You know what I mean? So what is... What
talking
is
about the bitches?
No, I'm talking about the dude, the niggas who keep fucking with him. Like, so at the end of the day, what is the...
I think it's, to me, I think it's about who you are. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think it's about who you are. Some, you got some dudes out here who like fucking niggas bitches. You know what I mean? And you got some niggas out here who is cool. I mean, it's so many different types of people, but I guess, like, if you in school, if that's what you're talking about? Like, right. In school, some shit like that. Or fresh in the NBA.
Fresh in the NBA.
You got to think about it. You flying all around the country playing different team after team after team.
So you just trying to fuck. I mean, I'm just trying to understand this, like, because...
A lot of the women are in the lobby at the hotels you staying at. Every, like, you going to Denver to play this team, you going to New Orleans to play that team, but every hotel your whole team is at...
And the bitches in the lobby, like...
Even when...
Give me...
Even the niggas that play, like, D1 basketball... It's the same situation. You're going to have girls in the lobby so trying just, to have your baby.
So it just come down to nigga.
That's why that nigga got that Persian looking chick. She looking bad as hell too. And he knocking their brains out, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And you going to fuck around and have a kid, and that's what's going to, you know, that shit.
50 ball.
There's like, I remember there's Blake Griffin.
I ain't laughing, man. But that's
plenty of players. Plenty of players. But I remember at one point Blake Griffin was getting hit for like $80,000 a month. Because he got a divorce or something.
Oh, damn.
Spousal pay or some shit. You know how that shit go. One of these rich motherfuckers they got that are millionaires. These basketball players are getting $500 million in their contract. Kevin Garnett was still getting paid.
Let me see, bro.
Huh?
Let's see.
Kevin Garnett was still getting motherfucking paid millions after he left Boston.
Millions.
I want to get into my Nick Cannon, dog. My nigga Nick Cannon. The big homie, Nick Cannon, the legend, the motherfucking mogul, the icon,
the motherfucking
the historian, the nigga that supposedly got this motherfucking Nipsey Hussle documentary he's working on.
Yeah, Wildin' Out.
Wildin' Out.
Dr. Sibby.
Whack ass stand up. I'm just playing. He had a decent one on Netflix.
Name one song that nigga dropped in, my nigga.
Gigolo with R. Kelly. So I give him that.
He was on Gigolo?
Gigolo. That was his song. Mm-hmm. If it wasn't Gigolo, I believe it was Gigolo, like the remix or something. It had like R. Kelly on it. Look it up real quick.
Hold on.
Let me tap in and make
sure. Tap in, man. We got the laptop. Yeah.
Let's look up Nick Cannon's biggest song.
Boom.
His biggest hit.
What y'all got on it, man? Let me know something. I'm trying to send these duckets real quick, bro.
This new 21st.
One moment.
Yeah, that's his song.
Damn. I didn't know that.
We finally found our dream home in the mountains.
It is bear country, though.
Okay. Wait, there's one thing I know. This day, YouTube.
At least Geico makes bundling our home and
what you mean?
Guaranteed to hit you with an ad. If you don't pay for that service.
Oh,
You don't remember this?
Nigga, that was, nigga, you can get some, okay, you right. I ain't seen the video in a minute. You was getting some cutty on this one.
Right.
I'm a G-Lo, that's the dough,
Yeah.
Kill. Little baby powder.
Look at these niggas' jerseys. These niggas'
motherfuckers.
6X.
No, look at the niggas' hat, bro. Oh, man. This is horrible.
This hat is huge. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, that's Nick Cannon's biggest hit for sure.
Hands down. Okay.
It don't matter what other picture he got.
I didn't know he made that.
Yeah, that's hands down. Shit. Yeah. So, even though that's all he got, that's the homie again, the legend.
Yeah.
The
he's better at acting, bro.
Yeah, he's very good at acting. You know,
Drumline.
He did the Disney shit. He did the Disney shit when he grew up. What did he do on Disney? He was like all that. Was he on all that?
He was all that. No, he did a lot of shit, man. And I think he co-wrote some shit too.
Marked up Mariah Carey.
Yeah, he was fucking with old girl from Drumline.
The nigga did like American something. He did some TV show. He hosted
the talent show when they was doing weird shit.
Hosted miscellaneous shit. Anyway, Nick Cannon recently came out. They've been hitting him. They've been dragging him because he got like 4 women pregnant right now.
He got 4 babies right now.
Yeah. So finally, a clip of him came out. He was. Because the nigga got a show. I'm subscribed to it on his YouTube. It's called, Cannon's Class.
Peep this shit out, y'all. Peep this shit out. What are you about to say?
So, basically, he was just saying, because y'all think, I believe he got lupus.
Yeah.
And so, he was pretty much just expressing how doctors have told him he could be dying soon, basically. Those weren't his exact words, but that's what he was saying.
Blood clots, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So, I don't see the problem with it. He out here getting down, moving a stick and do your thing, player. You know what I mean? You don't know.
I think they kids.
You don't
they
really know.
Straight.
A lot of people die. A lot of people just die. You feel me?
Right.
Most of the time, some shit just happened to a nigga. He end up dying. Once a motherfucker tell you like you got a possibility of dying in the next 6 months or something, then you like, maybe I should go skydiving.
I'm gonna do all that shit, bro.
Maybe I should, you know, try to have a threesome or a foursome or a fivesome again. You know what I mean? Depending on who you are.
Bro.
Maybe I should. You know, you're going to try to do a lot of shit.
Right.
This nigga's situation, he want to bring some more life into the world.
I mean, they're going to be straight. They're going to be straight.
Plenty of bags.
Yeah, they're going to be straight.
Super rich.
Forever. You know what I mean? So that's, I see what it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like people know you just be like, man, this nigga out here tripping.
I mean, I think he already got like 7 kids.
7?
I might be wrong though.
No, he got a twins by Mariah, right?
Yeah, I know he got at least one more. But
Christy Miller, Christina Aguilera, whatever her name is.
He got one with Christina Aguilera?
No, that's what I was asking. You said you got one more.
Nah, I'm not sure who his other baby moms is. I'm not sure. But salute to Nick Cannon, man. I can't wait to see the Nipsey Hussle documentary. He said he was working on that. You know, he's done a lot for the culture.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, we've had our jokes and whatnot for him to say, you know. But
right.
At the end of the day, shit, he doing it for the culture. I remember that nigga start rocking that turban out of nowhere.
It was a rap. He was like, fuck that.
He was like, you know, his other shit.
On my mama's mama.
Yeah. Shout out to Nick Cannon doing the Wildin' Out shit.
Yeah, he been
giving
a lot
us
of
pretty
on.
Much our generation of In Living Color. Like me and you, we came up on In Living. I don't know if you fucked with it, but
yeah, I
love that shit.
Heavy. I couldn't wait to see that new episode, bro.
So this nigga Nick Cannon pretty much is doing the
In Living Color. I never thought about it like that.
That's how I think about it. I mean, it ain't the same exact shit, because me, I think In Living Color is still way better than Wildin' Out.
Yeah, they was doing their shit.
But Wildin' Out is like the kid shit today.
Yeah.
There ain't nobody out there doing like no In Living Color shit right now. I wish there was, because that shit would hit. They should do it on Instagram.
That shit would be crazy, bro.
People just do their own skits now about whatever they want to do.
It's the same thing.
All that shit could be like one show.
The same thing that they did. You're right. they put all these different comedians together and they all did these skits. And now YouTube, you just got all these comedians doing skits. Yeah. But it was a show, bro. That shit was dope, though.
Everybody's a comedian now. Yeah.
Had their characters.
Homie, don't play that. Yeah, shit, all type of
let
shit.
Let me show you something.
Right.
That nigga.
Let me show you something.
Yeah, yeah, nigga. All them niggas are stars, too. Jamie Foxx. Jim Carrey.
Nigga, Jennifer Tommy Lopez, Davidson. My nigga. Jennifer Before she Lopez. Was singing. She was
all the Wayans brothers.
She was dancing.
You know, and the list goes on, you know what I mean? So, want to give a quick shout out to the rapper Mac from New Orleans, from No Limit Records. The homie was finally granted parole after doing 20 years. So, but I'm trying to figure out what's up with C-Murder.
Yeah, what's up with C-Murder? What's up with BG, my nigga?
Facts.
Can they get out too, bro? What you want, man?
Yeah,
you know
what I mean?
Can Shine come back to Louisiana? The States, my nigga? You know Shine, Diddy, shooting J-Lo. Can he come back to the States, my nigga?
I wonder if Mos Def is still out, because I heard he got kicked out, too.
Yeah, can they come back?
I forget what his new name is, but yeah. Facts. What's shit going on, man?
Part of these motherfuckers.
Legends.
Yeah.
Hip-hoppers.
Let us know.
And Big Meech recently just got, 3 years cut off his sentence. So hey, he's gonna get out early.
And 50 Cent was like, you know this BMF movie gonna be real now.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that shit.
Yeah, that shit gonna be hard. Was you into Power? That was my favorite fucking show.
Nah, man, I ain't really fuck with it. I probably should tap in with it.
Power is hard as fuck.
I was late like that on Snowfall too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Me, I think Snowfall's better than Power.
It is? Okay, well, I tapped in with Snowfall, bro. Yeah. That was my shit.
I mean, Power is hard as a motherfucker too, because it's like modern day and Snowfall is like 80s. You know what I mean? Right when crack hit. So
is it in Power?
Power's like New York 2000 and
is it the Kingpins though?
Power's hard, man.
I'ma tap in with it. I like Snowfall though.
Cause Power, it ain't just, you know, it ain't just every, it ain't just gangster shit. It ain't just killing the whole, it's a whole storyline.
Gotcha.
It's the whole Kingpin that's like going through a bunch of shit. His best friend's like a Stone Cold killer. But them niggas is just doing a whole bunch of shit.
Killing, bagging, and selling dope.
His motherfucking ex-wife, she's on to some shit. Lala, Carmelo's girl, she on that show. Like,
damn.
Like, for real sex.
See, that's why she ain't fuck. Oh, we ain't done that shit, bro.
Yeah.
You might as well bring it up while we talk, while we here.
What's that?
Nigga, the babies. My nigga,
Carmelo, Carmelo Anthony had them babies, yeah. Had them twins over there in London.
He tried to deport them over, move them over there to London.
Right. Player made shit. And she getting that divorce.
Yeah, you know he didn't have no prenuptial. I don't think he had a prenuptial. Lala finna get the dollar and keep it moving.
Man.
I don't know, bro. I mean, nigga, that's fucked up, bro.
She's on this twins. New show I fuck with really heavy.
What's that?
Called The Shy. It comes on Showtime, and it's about Chicago.
I think I was watching that at one time.
Yeah, sure. She's on that show, too, looking bad as hell.
That's what's up. Mm-hmm. She's a big role on there?
Yeah. So today, an hour ago, Pooh Shiesty just got indicted. The feds used his Instagram.
He got indicted, bro, for the feds?
Yeah. Just came out. And they was taking, shit from his music videos and pictures and shit from his Instagram.
So y'all better watch what the fuck you doing, bro. In the videos, on the Instagram.
To me, I feel like the videos with the guns is cool, but not everybody having a gun, and that's what the whole video is.
But they can, but
I think if there's gonna be a video with a nigga and his guns, it should be whoever's rapping.
Bro, it should be props, because they able to trace them guns back.
Right.
I seen, you know, the different shit that's happened. I don't know how, but I've seen it on a video when they be talking about that shit, bro, so.
It's ego and pride, because niggas is too real to get in their music video.
I'm going to show these niggas. Nah, bro, you going to jail, you getting football numbers.
This nigga, they going to go live. This nigga on here.
That's like the dude from,
shooting a video with a prop.
That's like the dude from Texas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that whole gang, Crip Gang, went to jail. Because they was shooting videos with guns out with stones, bro. Yeah, the whole gang.
The whole gang. Like 30 of these niggas went to jail at the same time. But now, shit, I heard in Texas, it's finna go down. I heard that they finna, I think.
You can conceal without having a license, bro. So no permit.
It's going to be straight. It's crazy how they doing that now.
It's going to be a lot of bang. I'm just saying, bro, a lot of people don't. I think, like, me, man, for real, low-key, this is free game. I want to learn how to show people that de-escalation shit like that with gun safety. Because I think without that, man, a lot of people just going to be shooting.
Right.
Like, bro, I will fight you. It ain't even about the gun, bro. It's if you got a gun and you trying to hear me and my family coming to my house, I'm about to pop you. But if we out here, bro, we can fight. I can take an ass whooping. Right, you know what I mean? Guns ain't for that. Just don't run up in my house, run up on my kids.
That's the problem. Nigga ain't trying to fight, but if you can get there, if you can get to that stage, you'll be Martin Luther King around here. For real.
Yeah.
But so you heard about the Subway and the tuna sandwiches and shit.
What is it?
I don't personally eat tuna at all. Like, sometimes I do.
No.
The poor lady make it, but for the most part, she eat most of that shit, but she would always get that shit.
Fucking with that.
They saying that shit wasn't even real tuna.
So was it hamburger meat? Was it cat food? They never explained what it was, though. They just said it wasn't tuna.
So to me, I feel like, is the chicken even chicken?
Man.
Is the steak and cheese even steak and cheese, my nigga?
What are we eating?
What are we eating?
I need you to test everything.
What's going on?
It's a conspiracy, bro. See, that's fucked up because I eat the spicy Italian, bro.
Yeah, but I don't think pepperonis and what's like, ain't no roast beef on there, is there?
Nah, bro, it's pepperoni. Yeah,
pepperoni, salami, and some other shit. Yeah. That's like processed food shit. That ain't necessarily healthy either, but
right. It's
better than eating some, like,
what is it then?
Did frozen they, mayonnaise or something with some color in it?
They never gave an explanation of what they was eating or what they served. I don't know.
I remember at one point they were saying Burger King was making horse meat and shit.
They did. Hey, man, but them double cheeseburgers is fire, bro. I'm
saying. Shit. I don't fuck with Burger King because my old lady had a dog. He passed away probably like 2013, 12 or something like that. She gave me some Burger King. Like,
I know. It's fucked up. That's fucked up.
Yeah. You found this, bro. I get why you laughing. It's cool, yeah, but I'm just saying,
bro.
Because yeah. I be like trying to get her to do it sometimes on some funny shit. Because that's how we like still kind of. Sometimes that's how we'll like remember him. And
he said the first part of
the dog. So I be trying to tell her like he was sick. You know what I mean? He was already sick. You know what I mean? Like people still eat Burger King, but no, she does not. But. Respectfully, she does not fuck with Burger King.
It's just the whole
because of that situation.
What did
I don't
you
even know
him?
What the nigga ate.
Yes,
I wasn't there when she gave the nigga anything.
Probably the Burger King, bro.
Probably ate whatever she fucked with. She probably was eating a burger and gave the rest to him or some type shit.
He was like, "No, I'm not feeling this."
No, sorry. That ain't what killed him. He was already sick, but shit, in the midst of that, he had some Burger King, nigga. Fucked up.
Respectfully, it's not like that. It's just money. It's the Burger King. That's how that nigga's getting me.
That nigga said, hit him with some
Burger King and did the fingers like that. That nigga just had me dying on that, my nigga. So, respectfully. Damn.
Yeah.
But the double cheeseburger, my nigga, is fire.
So Fast and Furious, man. Come on, man. Shit. Yeah, this goddamn Fast. I'm tired of these motherfucking movies, man.
How many?
Shit.
How my many nigga Paul.
They have to do? What is this, the 17th?
This is like Fast the 20th, bro. And now they ain't
even. These niggas is jumping. These niggas
is featuring their little baby.
Is jumping from plane to plane. Yeah. A car jumped from one plane and landed in another plane.
These niggas driving underwater.
These niggas is wilding on this
they
shit.
They finding
UFOs. First of all, speaking of Fast and Furious, Ja Rule, we want to say you played yourself for the week.
Yeah.
Because
15.
You did the first movie for how much?
15 bands.
And then was offered to do the second one.
500 bands.
And turned it down because you thought you was too famous, basically.
Nigga.
But yeah, this Fast and Furious movies, man, you're done.
Come on, man. Paul Walker ain't here no more. RIP, respectfully, right?
Respectfully.
So you probably had one more left after that, right? should have been done. That would have been like number four.
I was done after like the Tokyo Drift shit.
I was on three was cool with me. Number, that number was. Three was cool.
And I wasn't even too excited about the Tokyo Drift shit, for real.
Yeah.
It was just, I was done after
and then that. It was watered down. You had some Ja Rule. Motherfuckers couldn't act real. You know what I mean?
It was cool for the time, but it's like, damn, why are y'all going so hard?
Went to three. Y'all went down on number 29.
I think what they should have did a long time ago was take like three of the top characters on that show and drifted them off and followed them somewhere. Could have did a movie for him.
I agree.
About how they got together or some shit. I don't know. But yeah, fuck that whole company and all that shit. I'm tired of y'all producing and writing. Stop it. So, DaBaby had reached out trying to do some shit with Jay-Z. And I think this shit is just so funny. Because, like, to me, DaBaby, he's lyrical. I fuck with him. The nigga be saying some shit. Now, as far as his bibbidi bobbidi bibbidi bobbidi bibbidi bobbidi bibbidi bobbidi beats, them shits get worn down out after a while.
That bop in it.
When it comes out new and it's fresh, I fuck with it.
Yeah, it's
boom,
hard.
Boom, boom. But after listening to it, and he can make some shit with Substance too. He just lost his dad last year.
Yeah.
He lost his brother and his dad within the last couple years. Right when he first came out. Yeah. So, you know, we know he got Substance, but Jay-Z, I'm not saying like Jay-Z is God of rap.
But
for him to just be like, I remember shit, it took 2 Chainz still ain't got a verse from Jay-Z. He wanted him on his last album.
Jay-Z
and
did.
He had just missed it. And I'd rather hear that than hear DaBaby and
I agree.
Jay-Z.
He ain't gonna rap with no shit with no bop in it. Respectfully. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If he did, that would be
crazy. But he's older. He making millions. So
I just think the concept, I don't see it.
No.
I don't see it happening. It could happen.
He come out when he wants.
What you feel about DaBaby? I know you probably don't really fuck with him.
I fuck with him, bro. Like
radio shit.
I mean, when he came out, bro, he was hard. I still fuck with him. You know what I mean?
People are saying he's like the Ludacris of the. I don't think he's the Ludacris of the game, but I think like as far as his music videos, he's the new Ludacris.
Ludacris, yeah. I think
videos.
Right, because I put people in categories. You know what I mean? He don't rap fast like Luda, so I wouldn't say that. If y'all talking about lyrically, maybe about the videos. But I think he's dope. You know what I mean? Videos. But you got to elevate. That's gonna be the next question. Because if it gets repetitive, bro.
Elevate.
Yeah.
Elevate. Because J. Cole elevated. He ain't really out here banging, trying to beat up niggas. And
yeah, you just gotta.
People still elevate, fuck with him.
Bam, bam, bam. I always say that. You got levels. You got to move up, bro.
So this Brazilian artist, this rapper from Brazil, this nigga committed suicide.
Oh.
Jumped off a 5th-floor balcony because he didn't want to get caught having a threesome by his wife.
Yeah, my nigga, like, I am completely lost.
Respectfully.
Nah, yeah. I'm still lost, bro. Like,
So
you married, you fucking.
He must have thought she was gonna smoke everybody on the balcony.
Yeah, well, is she the cocaine?
Try to survive and jump.
Who was her family? Who was her family, bro? Because you jumped off 5 stories.
Right, her family. She got to be.
She got to be with the mafia.
Right.
I ain't just saying, because I'm not gonna jump off no 5-story, and I'm in there with 2 bitches.
Right.
Yeah. Now if you were smoking crack or something, that's something different. But that might be what it was, bro.
Yeah, that probably is what it was. Yeah.
Pause. Respectfully, we don't know. I'm just assuming. But 5 stories, bro. You in a room with 2 baddies, and you jump because your wife finna come in.
5 floors. It's not really good.
No. R.I.P.
All right, let me hit you with the what would you be?
Oh, we got a game.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Y'all can tap in too if you'd like. So basically, would you be a GS, a golden shower? So basically, that's like.
Hell no. this nigga, man. I know. Go ahead, bro. My bad.
Or.
This nigga.
Okay, the BO, which is the like your girl got a big ass
whip
belt, a whip, and you bent over and she's hitting your ass.
But I got pants on. Hold on, man. We gotta get the full. What the fuck's going on, my nigga? Because this nigga said it. Golden shower? Nah. Okay, so with a belt with my pants on, my nigga, or I'm ass naked. And she like,
you ass naked. And she wet ass
nigga here, bro. Okay.
Or a whoopsie daisy. So basically, the whoopsie
daisy. This nigga gonna say the whoopsie daisy, and he went immediately into what it was. Cause you know y'all gonna be like, what? This nigga said the whoopsie.
By the way, I don't fuck with none of these, but I know about which one I'm gonna do. So then the whoopsie daisy basically is, and I heard this is shit I heard from white people, bro. So the whoopsie daisy is basically you're on your stomach. Actually, no, you're on all four knees, and she's sucking your dick from the back. Your shit's pointing to the hole of the drink. She's sucking your dick from the back. Whoopsie daisy. Motherfucking whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, because the other one sounds suspect, bro.
Bend over.
Yeah, I mean, you getting pissed on.
I'm getting a golden shower, hands down. She pissed on me. Yeah, shit. Period, point blank. Because I can go, that's. You know, think about it like a skunk. Let's say you get sprayed by a skunk. That's worse than getting pissed on.
No, bro. See, this nigga said just piss on me.
Just piss on me. We can be in the shower. We can be in the shower together. She piss on me.
Man.
That's what would you be? Leave a comment.
Yeah, I ain't even gonna write, man. I'm gonna have to say it. Nope. I don't even fuck with you.
I don't even fuck with you.
Nope.
Yeah, they all fucked up. Okay.
But no. Okay, I'll answer, but I feel you on it. Piss on you, man. Because the whoopsie daisy, so you on your fours and she peeled
you. You on all fours, your ass out, you butt ass nigga, and she sucking your dick from. She's all in your ass, like, sucking your balls and.
Licking your butt? That's the whoopsie daisy. Oh,
nah.
That's what I'm like. What is the whoopsie daisy?
That's what I'm saying. I recently found out. But brought to my attention.
She was like, your dick.
As if I wanted to know.
She licking your butt. My nigga, nah.
Which one would you be? The golden shower.
You can piss on me, bro. Me not finna do that.
The golden shower. Okay.
Not finna be licking my butt.
Or you gotta be bent over, butt ass naked, so, and your girl got a big ass pad.
Yeah, she's
wide, it's about 10 inches wide. She's beating your ass, it's red. Or the whoopsie daisy. Where you're on all fours, butt booty ass naked, and she's giving you head from the back. You ain't looking at shit, you just looking at the
I'm done with this nigga, man. So, I am done with this, man.
There's a possibility she's all up in your ass. I'm not having that.
No, I'm cool. Pass.
Let's know in the comments what you think.
Go shout.
So yeah, Nicki Minaj recently just got called out by Lil' Kim. Like, Lil' Kim got interviewed last night at the BET Awards. Or whatever night it was this week.
She got called out. What she say?
And she, they just asked her, like, if you were to do a versus, you know, because everybody would like to see you do one. Who would you, they was like, would you do one? And she was like, yeah, I'd do one. I'd do one. And they was like, okay, well, who would you want to do a versus with? With no hesitation, it's Nicki. Oh, I would love to see that. Yeah. So I think that would be amazing. I think they need to get over that shit because they both at least damn near 40, if not already. I know Nicki's about to be 40 if she's not already.
Yeah,
but they can get it in.
But Kim needs to go pretty up. Her dream,
I think said jigsaw. She need to jiggy back.
We got to bring back to pre-plastic surgery. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because after that shit, I don't even know.
All I hear is that Mob Deep beat when I hear Lil' Kim.
Yeah. Nigga was dancing like this.
Yeah, so I think that would be entertaining.
It would be dope.
I think that would be hard as fuck. But
yeah, she just got to go pre-plastic surgery.
Let me see. So yeah, excuse me, little Tim, little ugly nigga, little Tim.
Yeah.
Wanda Rondo people, little Tim.
Yeah, they got
the nigga that killed King Von on camera.
Yeah,
went to jail. He's out. I'll just say allegedly because I don't believe he's even. Or did he beat that case? Yeah, they said.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah. So yeah, little Tim, he's a rapper now. That's how I know hip hop's just so fake.
It is. Like, I mean,
like I love the game and shit, but damn, like, yeah, this is really demons now. I get it, but damn.
Yeah, I mean, you should look at also how like these people. As far as like these millionaires who's banking and shit that's cutting the bag for these people or paying them, right? Yeah. You gotta think how they look at us, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, this nigga, he got bodies, you know what I mean? So, and he raps, so I'm gonna go ahead and give him the bag. Woo-doo-woo-doo-woo, you rap. And these motherfuckers probably basically selling their soul to him, you know what I mean? Like, they say sign a contract because you're getting the bag up front. Right. Or something is just different, you know what I mean? In regards to how people used to put in work, right. Used to get the deal back in the day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because they're gonna be like, oh, he did what? He's in a whole different ball game just because.
Well, the reason why, see, they was doing that though. You know why they was doing it like that, and it was like real back then.
Right.
That was some real shit what they was doing.
Right.
Because everybody wasn't on their phones. Everything's really controlled now.
I agree.
Through the phone, and then this is like the highest time of trying to research information, like more than ever. This is the biggest time of the living that we living in.
Right.
Because you can at least just, you know, go to Google real quick, look up
searching.
Anything.
Like you got computers at the access of your hand, so I think that's the difference. That's the game changer. We just had to go home and get on AOL, dial up.
You go on Google like, why is there a lump on my tongue?
Bing, bing, bing.
Google gonna tell you you got cancer, then you gonna be using a dime.
Yeah, for real.
That's your bell. But yeah, it's...
I agree.
It is what it is. So, I didn't watch the BET Awards at all.
I didn't even know that was yesterday. You said it was yesterday?
It was coming on. I don't have cable.
Me either.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, but I do tap into the Hip Hop Awards whenever I get a chance to see that. And I don't really be checking for that either. But Lil Nas X, apparently he performed.
Yeah, tell him about this, though. Yeah.
Yeah. First, if y'all get a chance, go look at him on the red carpet. He had a stunning looking, put together design. I don't know what
respectfully,
you
know what I mean?
You would call it, but it was
respectfully.
It was different. Some shit that I ain't seen, or maybe something like Lady Gaga.
I ain't seen a nigga never.
Maybe Lady Gaga.
I ain't seen a nigga wear no shit like
but
that.
But this nigga performed, and at the end of the performance, it was the biggest. You know, it was the biggest topic.
On camera, what happened?
He was French kissed one of the people on the, that was dancing. One of the people part of his like choreography on his performance. That's how they ended it, you know?
So they tried to do this like the...
My man just grabbed his head like...
Boom! On camera.
Gave it to him the business.
So you think this was playing like, you know, the Janet Jackson nipple slip?
Nah, I don't think it was planned. I think it was just... I mean, of course it was planned.
Between them two. It was not supposed to be in there. They just done it.
Yeah. It's accepted now.
Yeah, respectfully. Like I said, respectfully, you know what I mean?
It's Pride Month, and he just, you know... He knows how to, like... That's all he's ever done.
It's marketing, bro.
Every time he comes out, he's market himself with different viral moments. He's probably gonna be known for doing that every time he comes to a war show.
And it was a Pride Month. Just gotta break down the game. That makes sense, you know what I mean? But that's what it is, bro.
Yeah, that is what it is.
That's crazy.
It's the only thing I don't like about it is the youngsters. They, you know, they get chances. They get a chance now to see it. Being that everybody is on their phone.
Right. And you got to think, them kids looked up to him. It was an old, what's the song called? They made it big off of
Old Town Road.
Yeah. Them kids looked up to him after that. And then, I'm just saying, put this in perspective, right? You got the whole world singing this shit. Or United States, right? Yeah. Feel me? Bounce with it. Mm-hmm. But you got all these kids singing this shit. And then, it's like 0 to 100. And you... Hundo, you know what I mean, in the other lane. Which, like I said, respectfully, but just think about all these kids, you know what I mean, that looked up to you, love the song, and because of that song, they got some type of attachment to you, and then you just, you know what I mean?
Do that. A lot of entertainers do that, but he definitely, I see what you mean, he kind of went dark.
Yeah.
He kind of had like a little cloud over him because people called him gay, and he just took it and ran with it and started doing some evil shit, and I get it. It's entertainment, but at the same time, that shit is not good for...
That's what I'm saying. It's not...
Everybody, all the time.
Not for these kids, bro. Grown folks is grown folks. You know what's right. You know, you can decide however you feel about it. But kids that have been fucking with you, when you made that hit, I don't know.
So how do you feel about D-Wade? And I might be able to pull it up, but how do you feel about D-Wade's son?
I mean, that's... I can't tell him how to raise his kids. I mean, that's him. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you do, you know what I mean? He rocks with the son, cool. But I think the biggest thing is, man, make sure that's what your kid is or what they... You know what I mean? Respectfully, make sure that's what it is. You know what I mean? I can't tell him how to raise his kid, though.
I think a lot of people from the outside in was kind of like the age situation. But...
How old is he?
I don't know, I think he's like maybe 11 or 12. That's the age where, you know, for people to really start kicking it in. Like
11, 12. So, I mean, I respectfully, shit, at that age, you know, he really could come at him like, man, this is what it is. And I think, okay, look, I'm a person who thinks about shit, right? So if you looked at it how it was when we growing up, man, you might have got your ass beat, you know what I mean, for saying that shit. You know what I mean? Like, just being truthful, right? So as far as the today's and the times, man, I think, like, we go back to mental health, man, you know what I mean? And, bro, that's like breaking a cycle, you know what I mean? I get it. Y'all might think he's too young, but if you look at the history and how motherfuckers got treated when they said that shit versus a motherfucker just saying this is what it is. Your child, I shouldn't say motherfucker. Your child saying what it is. Yeah. So you got to go through all this trying to hook him up with a female or don't know what's wrong with him. And he's just like, this is what it is. Cool. You know what I mean? Now, the level that you want to take it to as far as, you know, wearing makeup and all that. I mean, that's on you. But I can take
I see where D-Wade coming from, because he was even saying in that clip I showed you.
Right.
About how he used to wear his sister's clothes when he was a kid. He didn't say how old he was, but shit.
Yeah, I mean, I
remember Dennis Rodman did that shit too in a documentary he was in. He said he did that shit when he was young. He grew up with none of the sisters, no brothers.
Yeah, but the difference between... Okay, I see what you're saying, but...
Oh, man, how old he was.
It was Dennis Rodman. It wasn't his son.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and like I said, niggas accepted Dennis Rodman. I feel you, we accepted Dennis Rodman with some people.
I think
a lot of people
did. The day, it's just a different time.
Yeah, that's all
like
I
you
mean,
say.
Bro.
Back in the day, it just was.
Man.
It was real.
You just got to think about what, like I said, what times it is with anything, bro.
It was really, like, not necessarily really, but it was just a little bit more strict.
There was no understanding of that. They didn't have any respect. They got respect now. That's why I say respectfully, you know what I mean? Yeah. Mm hmm.
So a lot of these rap niggas is just getting out here trying to box, trying to get these like bags and shit.
Yeah.
And to me, it's making boxing look just corny.
It's watered down, bro.
I mean, I'm still, and respectfully, I still fuck with boxing heavy. And, but all this shit, I just don't agree with it, man. And
might not be watered down, it's just...
And I get what these niggas is trying to
it's
do.
It's just like the rap shit. Getting saturated, I feel you.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to, huh? Yeah. It's becoming a whole. What they need to do is run back some Living Color shit.
Right? Yeah.
If there was enough people around this way that was doing some dope shit, I would try to
put them together, man. That's all it was.
If you're trying to put together some skits with me, get with me in the DM or him.
Please.
And because, you know, we working on a production right now. We got a little movie coming out soon.
Fuck with it.
And also, we'll have more information on that soon.
We do need actors, man. Tap in.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're a creator, actor, actress,
writer,
put some comical skits together or some other shit together. I'm trying to put together, like, some...
Put that out there. What's up? Scary movie. Fuck that. Put that out there.
Working on a scary movie right now, too. Horror movie. So, yeah, if anybody's interested, hit us up. What else we got? Let me see. I think we might be done.
We might be.
Yeah.
It was real simple, lightweight, man.
Yeah.
We live today, though. That's the difference. You dig?
Yeah, man. So, you know how I go. And, it's your boy, Dwayne.
It's your boy, XK.
And that's the Plugged In Podcast, baby. Episode 49. One more. We're going to be
50. 50, 5-0, man.
Try
tap
to get
in.
Try to get on here for y'all or some shit or just go crazy.
Go crazy.
I mean? Yeah, might have to get
both.
Might have to get some Bel Air and So if we not back this next week, just know that 50 tap in.
Yeah.
I'm plugged in.
Bitch you.